podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
What's happening, people? Guys, do you know what they call me in the streets? Do you know what they call me, Dave? Collie 12 sets. Collie 12 sets. I have 50,000 podcast sets, and it hasn't served me well. You know, I thought for convenience I'd have a recording space at the house. I'll have one at the office. I'll have one at Lavery's Comedy Club. And do you know what? I don't get doing any of them. So we're going hardcore. We're going in the office that I pay rent on with fucking three other podcast sets in it, and we're gonna stay here. Today I'm joined by Mexican Dave, who has a microphone. Say something.
Hello.
There we go. Got you on the fader. There couldn't be more noise happening. We're doing a bit of a late night recording here, and we got boxing next door. There's guys cleaning cars downstairs. There's some sort of roadworks going on out there. You got the seagulls. Begley is shitting right now. He's in the toilet. So it's all go here at General Banter Productions.
Will you fuck up too?
Which isn't the made up thing. That's a real thing with a real sign on the door. And we're here recording. We set up this nice little setup here. This is how it's going to stay. We're going for Brandon, Dave, this time. We're going to keep it the same with all the nice little General Banter colours, and we'll have a complete overhaul. And that's the way it's going to be. And I, you know, rearranged the office, and I found these Tyson Fury shades, which I couldn't be more happy about. I've got the shades on and the mental health. What was this from? The Christmas episode or Halloween?
Halloween.
Halloween Bomb Squad, yeah, where I went as Tyson Fury and everyone said, oh, I thought you were Fat Joe. I thought you were Pitbull or something like that. I thought you were Butterbean the Boxer. I was like, no, I'm the Gypsy King. I'm the fucking goddamn Gypsy King over here. I actually watched that documentary that was on Netflix there before he fought Francis Ngannou, who later went on to get absolutely, you know, his brains turned to mash by Anthony Joshua, which was great to see. Dave, you disputed that. You said it was fake.
I said that the first knockdown looked fake.
But I think he tried to get out of range of it so bad. I know. Listen, I know about boxing now. I have a fight coming up. I'm pretty much professional. Professional charity fighter. I think he just had bad footwork, and he moved like out of range, and he fell on his bum. He fell on his big Cameroon ass. And the second one, I don't know how you could fake that. I wonder, can I pull it up on YouTube, I wonder? Let me see. Probably not allowed to show this, but Ngannou. Let's see that. Ngannou Joshua, there's bound to be a highlight online here. Knockout chaos.
I remember seeing this fight a couple years ago.
Jesus Christ, the neck.
Then a right hand go now, Anthony Joshua.
This is what was Let's skip it on to the main knockout here. Two big boys. Oh, there's that. Is that that first questionable one? Let's see.
Shots after from AJ. Very important. We've seen him not rush in. No need. Big round for Anthony Joshua.
That was the first one. He did hit him, like. I think he was just. He had his eyes closed and he was on the back foot and he fell on his ass. I'll give it to him. Is this another fucking knockdown here? Big punches. Behind the head that time. That's definitely a knockdown. Go on, show that vicious knockout. Look. Here we go.
Let's see if Anthony Joshua can
There we go. Absolutely folded him, as they say in the game. And Dave's over there like, nah, that's unreal. That's fake. What's that?
I've got it.
What's that?
Same one you're watching.
Are you watching the same fight? Jesus Christ. Can't show any of that. We'll get sued to death, you know. But I do appreciate boxing for, like, okay, you've been knocked down twice. You know, you're struggling to get to your knees. But I'm not sure yet. I'm not fully convinced that you're hurt. So I'm going to stand you up and you're going to, you know, your vision's going to be like you're fucking, you know, you just did a 10 cartwheels in a row. And then I'll let the guy punch your brains in. What, just double check. What do they call that in the gaming world? Double tap?
Double tap?
Is that not a gaming term? You know, when you like shoot someone and then you shoot them again?
Zombieland.
Huh?
I thought that was from Zombieland.
I don't play games. I wouldn't know. But yeah, it must be from Zombieland. The double tap. That's what they do in boxing. They're like, yes, I know your head's completely up your asshole. Take one more. Because, you know, it's like it's my first fight that I'm refereeing. Are you sure you're knocked out? Whack. Coma. You know what I mean? Eating pureed food the rest of your life. And I know all about it, being a professional boxer. But here, while I have you, let me read it. Your boy's going on a fucking Irish tour.
Will you fuck up, too?
Wrong button. Got an up the rag going there. You know, because of Brexit, I've had to label this the Irish tour. Because I've done plenty of gigs up here, but God, you know, fucking God forbid you refer to, you know, a gig in Ballymena as your Irish tour. Jesus Christ. They'd be out in the streets burning the bunting. But yeah, I'm doing an Irish tour. So here's the dates. I've done Letterkenny. It was sold out. Sorry, guys. 20th of March, I'm in Dolan's, Limerick. 29th of March, the Roisin Dove. Or Dub. I don't know. I've heard people say both. And that's in Galway. And then Cypress Avenue, Cork, 30th of March. 31st of March, the TLT Drogheda. Or as Aaron McCann would say, Drogheda. 7th of April, Spirit Store, Dundalk, sold out. And then we've added another one on the 14th of April in Spirit Store, Dundalk. Go to it, man. Absolutely go to it. That's the last couple of gigs I'm doing before I go fully professional. The boxing has been announced. And it's sold out already. Isn't that crazy? Sold out. Like I don't think they could sell out an actual boxing event in the Ulster Hall as quick as they've sold out this goddamn charity gig. Save the Children and all that good stuff. But yeah, that's why I was watching the likes of the Tyson Fury documentary. I'm taking in a lot of boxing stuff at the minute. Didn't really pick much up from the Tyson Fury documentary because all he really does is talk about mental health and the size of his opponent's cocks. Like every time he's on a panel, he's like, "Yeah, he's not a natural boxer. He's a good fighter, and he's probably got a bloody big fucking cock on him as well, bigger than mine, and mine's massive." And then the next scene, he's his dad's at the pool. He's like, "Get a shot of his cock. His cock's bloody massive. One of the biggest cocks I've ever seen. Biggest traveller cock I've seen. Whip it out. Let me see." John Fury's like, "Fucking right I do, son. I'll fucking..." Anytime he's trying to bash through those fucking... What fight was it where they had like a... Oh, no. It wasn't even Tyson Fury. It was the other Fury. Tommy Fury was fighting... Who was it? Jake Paul or something? And they had a sheet of glass between them. And the dad's just, "I'm going to smash my giant cock against glass. Come up, me, Jake, or fucking Logan, or whatever Paul you are, you bastard. Size of my cock." But Tyson Fury does be talking about cocks quite a bit. "Francis Ngannou, big, lovely, black, oiled-up cock. He can't fight for shit, but Anthony Joshua, he's very slow, but he's got a delicious, veiny, chocolate cock on him. You didn't hear that from me. It tastes lovely. It's big." Tyson Fury, have you seen Tyson Fury weighing in? I remember seeing a picture of him weighing in, and the first comment on it was like, "Dude literally has no meat." Tyson Fury weighing. Let me see, weighing. "I got the stage fright and the mental health, and my penis disappeared. My penis disappeared in my pants." No, that's not. There's one where he's literally... I mean, I've seen Jake Paul weighing in a few times in his cacks too. And, you know, it's like... You can fucking nearly see his clit through his pants. This is where this podcast got to be honest with you. You know, I'm Googling Tyson Fury's penis. "Let me see your cock." Just going through all of his former opponents. "Derek Chisora, delicious, massive cock. Francis Ngannou, massive cock. I go into the gym and I've got a wall of pictures of all my previous opponents' cocks to remind me of my victories. Deontay Wilder, massive long cock. Thin and long, like the rest of his body. Got the mental health. Got the mental health and stage fright. My tiny penis disappeared. Anyway, what I'm saying is the charity boxing has been announced. I'm fighting Ronan Boyle, apparently. And they got right to it. They split the teams into red team, blue team. They're like, we're training tomorrow morning. And I was like, can't go, man. I'm already training. Went to my own boxing training. But yeah, trained to be a two-time comedian champion of both darts and boxing. Two very different sports there. I did mention it on the bomb squad, but I don't want to flex too hard on these hoes, but I did win the darts, and I'm not entirely sure how, to be perfectly honest. Did I tell you about the darts, Dave? I won it. I won the darts. And I honestly don't know how, because I wasn't even sure what was happening while it was happening. I'm just naturally gifted, you know. Twice they had to step in and go, Colin, you've won this. Stop throwing darts. You've already won. And, it was like they were holding me back. Like, it wasn't a fight. It was like, just let me throw two more. Let me throw two more fucking darts here. But, there, you know, for an event that was thrown together that wasn't professional darts players, you know, I'd say 80% of the competitors looked like professional darts players. Me, you know, Dave, Connor Keyes. You know, McKegney looked like the wee freaky one they throw in there. You know what I mean? There's always one weird Dutch guy with a mohawk or something playing darts amongst other fat men with bracelets digging into their wrists. But yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened. I played Dave Elliott in the first round. He was throwing darts there. Darren Matthews was trying to count it up in the corner. And then eventually he just leaned in and was like, yeah, you've won. And I was like, cheers. No reaction from the crowd because they can't see the score. You know, that was one thing they didn't think of. So I'm just throwing darts until Darren Matthews told me I won. Then I had to just turn around and be like, but, you know, no one seemed to give a fuck. But anytime you played that, you know, da, 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 they were fucking up. They were right up. And then, of course, you know, everyone was just getting absolutely hammered backstage. And the idea was if you lost the game, you stayed on stage on the spare mic and you got to sort of commentate on the game, which kind of all went to shit whenever was a Butler beat Andrew Ryan. And Andrew Ryan was, man, he was fucking hammered already. He'd been watching the rugby. He turned up. Someone should have probably taken him out of the room, to be fair. Someone should have whispered in his ear, like, for the sake of your radio career, we're going to have to take you off stage now. But he didn't. He stayed up there and he's fucking slagging people from the side. Guy's obsessed with money, like, you know, so I'd throw a dart that would go a bit sideways and hit like a six. And he'd be like, six, the amount of Patreons have left you this month or something. Then I did something else. He said something about playing the SS. He's like, oh, I'm Colin. I've played the SSE Arena. And I walked over and went, six times I played it. Get out of my office. You know what I mean? Motherfucker. No, it was all in good humor. And then Deona absolutely wiped the floor with her. About three darts, she was gone. She had a pink top on, the bob. And I said, I went up on the mic and I was like, Barry the Blender versus Dora the Explorer. Who'd have thought they'd ever see that? To nothing. What the reaction was the same as it was in this room right there now. No one gave a fuck. Everyone was drinking like double pints of fucking Tennent's and shit. Let me say this. Dora the Explorer. Yeah, that's what Dona came dressed as. Pink top. You can't see that. Pink top and a bob. Fucking no one even got the joke. I was furious. But she got wiped out in about five darts. And then it was me and Connor Keyes in the final. And once again, the limelight were under pressure to finish the night, so they played the countdown theme tune, like da 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 bong, and Darren Matthews was like, "You've won this one too," and I was like, "Yeah, no one gave a fuck." Everyone was already lined up at the front of the stage, like da 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 da, and I was behind them, going like, "I won." Really, in the spirit of things, I won, which is most important. Just took my wee trophy and left. Thank you. That's all I came for. Thanks very much. But yeah, the comedians are getting to the point where You know, Aaron said it the other day. They do anything but do comedy. Comedians darts. There was honestly a suggestion of comedians bowling, which I was like, how would you even get a crowd into that? Get a crowd into the bowling? Goddamn nightmare. But you know, you got to draw the line somewhere. You know, they were talking about comedians tiddlywinks. Well, that's what Aaron said to me. He goes, you would be competitive at anything. If it was like comedians tiddlywinks, you'd be into it. He's like, you'd be looking up, you know, Japanese fucking tiddlywinks champions. And fucking right, I did right after the podcast. I was looking up just in case. You gotta stay ready. But that would be good actually if it was like comedians. You know, what do you call those mad Japanese shows where they do fucking crazy things to each other? Takeshi's Castle. What? And it's quite a clean one. It's kind of like Ninja Warrior type vibes. But you ever see those mad Japanese game show clips where it's like, you know, a guy puts his like dick through a hole and then fucking, you know. There's like six of them in a lineup, and then fucking some strange Japanese woman just pulls their dick and is like, "Welcome back to comedians, last one to jizz." Live at the Limelight, sold out in 2 minutes. Comedians, last one to bust. Our reigning champion. No, I was going to say Armacan. He wouldn't fucking, he'd be out first round. Last one to jizz. Oh, Jesus, sir. Burp. Get all the girl comedians, get them on one of them fucking Sibian. You know, I seen that in a Japanese show. It was like fucking, it was like four or five Japanese girls like sitting on a machine that was like, you know what it was? It looked like a sort of cartwheel type thing with a fake tongue on the end of each little spike. So it was going like, as it went around in a circle. And then they had like five women and then a little sheet up in front of them and like four of them were faking an orgasm and then one of them wasn't. And you had the guests, they're all like, oh, number two, you know. And a couple of girls are just like, oh my God, I feel so good. And then one girl was like, oh, she was proper busting. And just do that while the female comedians, you know. Last one to squirt live at the Limelight. You could probably do the SSE with that, to be fair. You know, I'm not in promotions, but. That would sell tickets. Comedians, they'll be like, first round, welcome to comedians, first to bust. Hosted by a Japanese guy that we rented in. First to bust, Aaron McCann. First up to bust. Bring them on one at a time. Start the clap. First up to the bust circle. The circle of bust. It writes itself. That's the name of it. The circle of bust. First contestant of the Circle of Bust, Aaron McCann. 4.8 seconds. Bring in the mops. If I had a couple of beers on me, I'd win. You know? Here we are at 47 minutes. Colin's penis starting to blister up and bleed. We've swapped out to another Japanese girl. She's away to the Royal with a fucking torn rotator cuff. And me just standing there fucking sweating bullets. Quickly! Quickly! Shit. Oh, bro, going to jail. They just keep bringing me fucking Coke Zeros and water. Nordic spirits. Speak Japanese. Fuck. And then the next week it's like, guys, the link for the Circle of Bust is up on everyone's Patreon. Sign up to the Patreon for the Circle of Bust. Now, that's why I shouldn't do podcasts by myself. Because this is Tyson Fury's love for cock and the circle of bust. Anyway, lost our goddamn minds. What would be fun for comedians to do now? The boxing's fun. Everyone likes a fight. Could you get away with just fun games like comedians mud wrestling? They're going to work through it all. There's going to be like comedians rodeo. I'm going to do rodeo. Get thrown off a bull and smash your neck. You know, for a mental health charity or whatever. Who knows? They'll probably sign up anyway. But yeah, it's been good times. It's been quite the week. Myself and Begley. Remember yesterday we went to Rage and Ramen? And that was about, you know, because I think it was the night before I was... I think I was on my way to Lavery's, and I literally text everyone going, I had to pull into the office before I got to Lavery's because I felt very sick. And I came in here and just shit my brains out. Got in the Lavery's, you know, announced everyone, total evacuation. And did the gig feeling fairly queasy. And then I started to do the detective work. I was like, what could I have possibly eaten? And I remembered my wife was like, better cook that mince because it's going out of date tomorrow. Cooked it, then left it in the fridge for another 3 days, and then came in and decided to eat that. And then I almost shit my pants. And then I'm like, I'm surprised. How could this possibly happen to me? Having eaten 4 day old rancid meat out of a fridge cold. Like a dog wouldn't fucking eat it. But yeah, I didn't learn, you know, immediately the next day I'm eating fucking spicy noodles, but we went to Rage and Ramen. I want to give a quick shout out to these motherfuckers because now this is a bold move, but we sat down and this girl arrived, who she said TBH in a sentence with no irony whatsoever. She brought over, I mean, it was a lovely gesture. She's like, the manager sent down these two cocktails. And me and Begley immediately were both just like, fuck, we're both driving. Like, we can't do anything with these margaritas. You know, the margaritas with the chili around the top and the lime and everything. And we were like, we can't do anything with these. I was like, is there booze in them? She's like, yeah. And I was like, I don't know what to do now. I've been given this gift. And now I have to be like, no thanks. I don't want this. I can't have it. She was like, well, TBH, we could put it. Shout out to her. She goes, TBH, we could put it. I was like, TBF, I'm driving. You know, I was like, oh my, OMG, what a lovely gesture. But TBH, I'll get arrested. You know? She's like, TBH, we could put it in a cup and you could bring it with you. And I was like, I know, but if they go to a show, and I'm not going to carry it for till fucking 11:30 at night till at the house. TBH. And she was like, NW. NW, I'll put it, I'll fuck him in the bin. FML is what I said at the time. FML. I was like, PLS, take it out the back and pour it out, because unfortunately I can't drink it, TBF. UTH. It is, there was a moment of grief between the two of us, Begley, wasn't there? Yeah, two of us were like, fucking hell. Mango margarita? Oh, Christ almighty. How did you just order a Coke Zero after that? It was sad. But we, you know, we made up for it in the 17 kilos of food that we ordered. I thought when, you know, I ordered some that's what they have in there, birria ramen. You know, like the tacos. But I thought it was like, oh, it's a bowl of ramen in the birria fucking sauce. And then we've crunched like a couple of Doritos over the top. Then we give it the taco thing. No, full bowl of ramen, 3 full tacos full of meat. And, you know, and then we ordered some other fucking bullshit chicken on the side. And me eating that, like I hadn't, you know, had chronic diarrhea. Fucking. I didn't have birria flan out my shitter less than 12 hours ago. And now I'm just putting it right back in. And they're sneaky in there because the place is dark. The place is dark, man. So you think you're getting away with it. Like, oh, I'm doing well with these noodles. I haven't splashed them all over the place at all. And then you get under a fucking light in the toilets and you're like, oh, it looks like I fucking jumped in a puddle. It's covered in muck all down the front here. But there was a definite moment of grief, having to fucking turn down booze. I've got Catholic guilt and I'm not even a Catholic. Not even really Protestant either, but you know. I was like, Jesus, is there any way you could give that to a homeless man? Let me walk down the street here with a fucking mango margarita handed to a homeless man. Take that, you bastard. You know, no one wants that. You kind of do want just like Frosty Jacks if you're sleeping rough. You don't want to be like, is there fucking chili in this margarita. I can't be having that. Fuck that, carry on. But yeah, the absolute, the hubris to be eating that shit fucking moments after shedding blood. Incredible. Absolutely disgusting. But Lavery's has been absolutely fucking pumping the last couple of nights. Couple of drop-in spots. Ray Bradshaw, all them guys. Colin Murphy. Something cool about talking to these comedians who have just done stand-up for... Like, he said he started in 1992. And I was like, bro, I was fucking six when he started comedy. And he's been doing it ever since. Insane. Still killing it. Outrageous. It's a disease, the old comedy. You just can't fucking let it go. Okay, might as well play that now that it popped up. Let's watch this paedophile video.
Poop. I'm constipated. I've been constipated.
What's the crack here, Dave? He's one of these pedo hunters?
Yeah.
People you preds?
You just wait to hear him.
He's wearing exactly the same glasses I am. He's went to the same fucking cool guy pedo shop that I got these in. I can't believe they're still doing it. Is this not illegal now? To like... bait people and then...
I baiting is, yeah, but...
But is that not how they get them? I'm a 14-year-old girl.
Right, but if they...
Or boy, whatever.
Something about you have to coerce them. If they say, I'll meet you, I think it's fine.
Man, they're getting real... A lot of red tape with this pedo business, isn't there? So is there you know, when they finally get into court, there's like a guy going over it saying, like, you said you would meet them. Which is grand. Or is it the other way around? Like, if they're like, oh, this 14-year-old child said they'd meet you? Oh, well, what the fuck are we doing here then? Fucking, you know, folders closed. Come on. Let's go for a mango margarita. What the fuck are we doing around here? This is the horny 14-year-old. But I don't know whether in the UK or Ireland or whatever, were they sort of trying to cut back on that? Just because the guys were so hyped for the internet clout that they were just like, you know, hey, you know, got a Hello Kitty fucking avatar, hey, and then some guy with a mental illness is like, hello, I have no friends, and then they're like, round at his house immediately, you fucking pedo!
That's my holiday ruined.
You know, that guy. There was a guy that was like a mate of my ma's years ago, popped up one of those pedo pages on Facebook, and I was like, fuck, I haven't seen him in a while, and then I scrolled down to see the title of the page, I was like, god damn! I was in my house flat out, didn't get fucked once. Although I did look like this from about 14 onwards. Imagine doing that. Like, excuse me, who's this fella? And they'd be like, oh, that's my 14-year-old son, me just sitting there. Right? What's happening? Anyway, here's this weird little Asian pedophile, apparently. There was a far too big a pause between the Asian and pedophile, wasn't there? Cut that in post. Bring that closer together, you know what I mean? Daily darkness.
Here we go. How you doing?
I am currently looking for my fiber.
Your what?
Fiber.
Fiber?
Yeah, because I gotta poop.
You gotta poop?
I'm constipated. I've been constipated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey man, you wanna have a conversation?
No, thank you.
Hey man, I can involve the police or we can have
a... Wanna have a conversation? No, thank you. He told him he was constipated immediately. All right, bro, I'm trying to poo. I'm trying to do a poo. Not even a hello?
Conversation. You want to have a conversation? Do you want to turn around and talk to me?
I'm actually really constipated, sir. Please, can you actually let me get my supplements so I can actually go home, so I can poop, and actually so I can poop well? I've been having constipation for 4 or 5 weeks. I can't help it. Why are you doing this to me? I'm trying to find my fiber.
I know
pills.
Why you're here.
Why am I
to
here?
To meet my 13-year-old little brother.
Who is that? I don't know.
Well, that guy's tweaking, isn't he? He's pulling the skin off his own
face. Who is that? I have no clue. I don't know.
Why do I have your picture?
I don't know.
Why are you being so mean to me?
Is this you?
Please,
is
this you? Let me do this?
Hey, buddy, is this a picture of you? Why do I have a picture of you?
How was this? What is it? Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Why do I have a picture?
This guy's here to meet a 13-year-old boy for...
My God. Jeez.
This guy's here to meet a 13-year-old boy and give him...
Where is it? Why are you harassing me, please?
Harassing you? That's funny.
He hasn't given up on the fiber, to be fair. He's still looking for the fiber.
No!
Hey,
Call the cops, bro. I got the video. You don't need the video. Just call the cops. Tackle his dog.
Jesus. Okay. That got out of hand pretty quickly. If you're listening on audio. There's a small Asian crazy man in a shop trying to... I mean, they really got off to the races.
How you doing?
I am currently...
How you doing?
I am currently trying to find fiber because I need to poo. I have constipation.
My fiber.
And it goes from that to, you know, he's... What did he do? Send a message to his wee brother or something? And then he's... And then he runs out of the shop screaming. And then what looks like, you know, fucking Ari Savea, who plays for some fucking professional rugby player, just smashes him to pieces. And then he gets arrested, which is, I mean, that is got out of hand pretty quick, didn't it? But I mean,
how you doing?
I am currently looking for my fiber.
Your what?
Fiber.
Fiber?
Yeah, because I gotta poop.
You gotta poop?
I'm constipated. I've been constipated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey man, you wanna have a conversation?
No, thank you.
Hey man, I can involve the...
That is so funny. You can't hear that, can you? Yeah. He's like, you wanna have a conversation? No, thank you. You've already told him that you need your asshole cleaned out. Which, you know what I mean. You know, if you're gonna meet up with someone... Gotta meet up with anyone, you know, 14 or underage or not. Does no harm having a clean shitter.
I'm just trying to find my fiber.
The guy is scratching the life out of himself too. He's like, just absolutely tweaking.
Police, or we can have a conversation. You want to have a conversation? Do you want to turn around and talk to me?
That's a good move too. Just point your ass at someone. If you feel threatened at all.
I'm actually really constipated, sir. Please, can you actually let me get my supplements so I can actually go home so I can poop? And actually, so I can poop well? I've been having constipation for four...
Man's in there with a gimbal. These pedo hunters taking it up a notch. Guys got their Ronin out to catch this fucking... this crazy wee man.
5 weeks. I can't help it. Why are you doing this to me? I'm trying to find my fiber.
I know
pills.
Why you're here.
Why am I
to
here?
To meet my 13-year-old little brother.
Who is that? I don't know who that is. Who is that? I have no clue. I don't know.
Why do I have your picture?
Why are...
Man, I want that. Can we get that as a button?
What? Clue. I don't know.
That why one? I don't know. You're here to meet my 13-year-old brother. I don't know who that is. I don't know. I've never been constipated in my life. just you know, on a personal level. Maybe a day after like a vicious bout of shitting on holiday. You know, your body's completely empty and it takes 24 hours to reload. What do you say on shitting 4 weeks, bro? Give your asshole a break. Stop stuffing things in there. Give it a second. Let that coochie breathe for 2 seconds, for fuck's sake. Too much traffic going in, you know what I mean? Let it come out, bro. Fiber.
Have your picture.
Why are you being...
Can you just buy fiber in a tub?
Yeah, Shreddies.
Yeah, he's in the supplement section of the fucking Tesco's, and then it's just a wee pot of Shreddies with that size. It's like vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. There it is. A little wee tub of travel brand flakes. I'll tell you what, the last time I had brand flakes, I almost did shit myself in a gym. And I was talking to a fella and I immediately left. He's like, hey man, see that video you did? I'm just like, yep. Bye. I'm leaving. Oh no. I forgot I had that camera. We've named, what do we call this camera? The Am I Right Bro camera? Maybe you don't need fiber if you give your asshole a break. Know what I mean? Tips from Colin. Am I right, bro? Some stuff, the shit might come out if there wasn't so many fucking things going in your asshole. Am I right, bro? The full hour of footage here for you to cut away once. Oh, that was 10 out of 10. That goes on the list of best potato videos.
So mean to me. Is this you? Please, is this you? Let me do this.
Hey, buddy, is this a picture of you? Why do I have a picture of you?
How is this? What is it? Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Why do I have a picture?
Ew, 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 ew.
This guy's here to meet a third.
Don't want to be racist? The most Asian run of all time. I'll tell you something. Black guys don't run like that. White guys don't run like that. That's an Asian thing.
13-year-old boy for...
My God.
This guy's here to meet a 13-year-old boy and give him...
Where is it?
He won't give up on the fact. It's incredible. Like, he's been confronted by the pedo hunters. He's like, no, I don't know who that guy is. I'm not meeting up with him. Please leave me alone. Where is the goddamn fiber? I just want to go home and shit.
Please.
Harassing you? That's funny. Harassing little kids.
No!
Oh, man. The acoustics in that car park.
The cops.
By the way, only in America do cars go. Arr! I've never fucking made that noise in my car ever, where I put the brakes on and went.
Arr! Got the video. You don't need the video. Just call the cops. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez, that guy wipes him out. Like, that's great stuff. That goes on the list of top pedo videos for sure. Along with That's My Holiday Ruined. Let me just see best of pedo. Hunters, shout out to my search history. Anyway, going to jail. Pedophile hunter sting caught on camera. What about a right compilation? This is where AI would be handy. Compilation of, let me see, special report. These are all full reports. I don't want that shit. Serial pedophile David Wilson. Oh God. Oh God. These are all just Chris Hansen videos and shit. Let's find the OG.
That's my holiday ruined.
There he is.
I suffered from depression and anxiety, but the last thing. Well, mine's been longer than that. Mine's
2 years, and I'm still on tablets to this day.
So am I. Every day.
Yeah. Every day I've been suffering.
Yeah, so have I.
Because I don't feel myself anymore.
No, I don't half the time.
But I
don't have the tendency to go and speak to kids.
Or meet them at train stations.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to meet them.
You're here to meet them.
What are you here for then?
I was only meeting her for a friendly way.
But the fact is, you're still meeting a child.
You're still here to meet a child.
And I apologise for that.
Well, there's no point apologising. You've dropped yourself right in it.
Yeah, I've dropped myself right in it. I was.
You can't hear that, can you? He goes, yeah, but you. He goes, I was only going to meet up with her for a drink. And he goes, yeah, but you're still meeting up with a child. And he goes, and I apologise for that.
Well, I wish you never ever spoke to him in the first place. You would have never met us lot.
Why not?
Welcome to your taxi.
Hmm?
Welcome to your taxi.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure. An absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
No, you stay where you are.
No, thanks for this. Ruined my holiday.
Hang on a moment. You ruined your own holiday.
No, you ruined it.
How have we ruined it?
It's all you. It's nothing about the kids, is it?
Yes, I have.
You.
No, it ain't.
How have we ruined it?
I've ruined everything. Continue
filming with the police officer. Oh, brilliant.
Thank you. Oh, they didn't even play it?
My holiday ruined.
Where you are?
No, thanks for this. Ruined my holiday.
Hang on a moment.
Oh, I've been misquoting it the whole time.
Thanks very much. Ruined my holiday.
There's a common theme here. You know, they never pull up on some suave, intelligent guy and be like, are you here to meet a 14-year-old? And he's like, in fact, I am. Yeah, so I was just taking a break from my high-paid, high-powered job to have sex with a 14-year-old. They're always like, that's my holiday ruined.
I'm trying to poop.
You know, there's a common theme here. You know, that's the two ends of it. You know, the fucking...
My holiday ruined.
You know. But are we wanting them, as Mark McCartney would say? And then just right at the other end of the scale, you know, you got a full pedophile ring where they just bring them to you on a yacht. They're the two extremes. What am I talking about? What am I... We'll talk about some adult bucking for a minute, because I was talking to a friend of mine, and this is a very interesting conversation come up. this person knows a couple who apparently, well, you know, if they get into bed together and they're like, yes, I'm a wee bit horny. So am I. Brilliant. But I am tired. Me too. Do we even bother with any sort of physical touch? Or do we both just get out an iPad and flick our own beans? And that's apparently what this couple do. And I was in the car with this person and his friends, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? This couple just sit there like, yeah, you sort yourself out. I'll go on this here. And you just fucking. And I was like, in what fucking world does that ever work? I was like, the can of worms that you're opening there in a relationship is insane. Absolutely insane. And then I told Maureen about it. You know, I was trying to introduce it. You know, I was trying to introduce that as an idea. But I was like, where do you start? Like, you know what I mean? First of all, you're going to fucking be like, are we good to go? Are we good to go? Making use of this camera again? Are we good to go? I pretend I'm lying in bed beside you. You tired? Yeah, I'm tired. So we'll just pull our respective wires. Yeah, that's a fucking great idea. Sweet, tower away. I've got the laptop here. Oh, I've got an iPad. Brilliant. Brilliant. I'll see you in fucking, what are you talking, 10 or 15 minutes? No sweat. Because you know what's going to happen. Like, you know, one person will, like, be watching something, either flicking the bean or pulling the wire. And someone's, you know, like, if I was sitting beside my wife, for example, and I was just like, oh, yeah, fucking, let's check that out there. Check out these two fucking busty Latinas. And then I bust early. And then she, you know, she's not going to be able to, she's not just going to be focusing on, you know, her one. She's going to be like, I see now. What does it for you? Busty Latinas. Sure, you're done in fucking 12 seconds. What about them other nights when I've got the torn rotator cuff? Oh, I see what you're into now, you nasty. And I would be doing the same. I, you know, she'd type something in and I'd be like, hey, hey. Eight black dudes? You know, like, was this the Devonish, bro? Am I right, bro? You know, it would just open a whole can of worms. You couldn't deal with it. Yeah, or you, and someone's bound to just bust quicker than the other one and just be sitting there like. You know, for for the next whatever. And then you don't want to let the cat out of the bag as to what you're really into. You know, you don't want to be like, listen, I've got 17 tabs open and I like to juggle those to see something I like. You know what I mean? And I'm in a real marathon here. I'm digging deep. This is an ultra wank. This is going to go on for a while. Like, to really shake it up, you know, get that big bust. And, you know, that would happen. Someone's bound to, you know, bust quickly. It's just. And then I think, you know, if you're really doing that in front of your long-term partner, like if I was doing that in front of my wife, it would be like, you know, she'd be like, like every night? And I'd be like, oh yeah. And since we're open about it, most mornings. And I'll probably be, you know, I'll probably be back up here by midday. And there would be no break. And see, once you open that door, there's no break in that chain. There'd be like, yeah. For every one occasion we were both doing it together, I would be just making up the numbers the rest of the night. She'd be turned the other way, just sleeping. And I'd be like, well, fucking, you said this was all right. Bed shaking. And then she started to get judgy. You'd be like, you were at a funeral today. And I'd be like, here, I don't know. I don't know. I thought this was cool. Ah. Wouldn't matter what happened. Did our dog put down today? Well, I have to take my mind off it somehow. Don't. And then it would just continue and continue. Just like, I can't do this even in the same room as you. You're like, well, you may move out. Because I can't stop now. You said it was all right. So here we are. 50,000 busts later. Is that not insane, though?
Mental.
That's, you know, I could see, like, you're someone's both tired at the end of the day and you're just like, you know, doing the old. Lazy hange over the fucking over the bed, but not the devices, for fuck's sake. Is it worse if you share a screen? Is that worse? let's watch it together. No, that's probably better. But then you would start the whole arguments that you would have with regular TV. Nah, I'm not watching that shit. And for me, it would be like, I've seen this episode already. I've already seen this. I've seen this. I've seen this. Are you watching this without me? Yes. Yeah. At every opportunity, I'm hooked, man. I binge this. I binge this series already. And they suck. I'm joking. I never got the sock thing. I don't, what was that? American Pie?
Yeah.
I'm certainly not taking something off my foot and putting my cock in it. Not unless I want to fucking snap my dick off like a fucking carrot 2 days later. I don't want athlete's cock. It's fucking disgusting. Got a Why have you got verrucas on your cock? I don't know. I don't have verrucas either, but you know. It's disgusting. All right. Fair enough. Should have stopped at the fucking. Oh, insane. Anyway, we should probably get out of here. We're going to answer your lovely questions on Patreon, my guy. What are we ready to just go through fucking pedos and everything and then just be like, guys, I really appreciate you. Really appreciate you listening to... Oh, Jazzy. Yeah, guys, we're in the new set anyway. We're testing the waters tonight and we'll be back next week. We'll probably put the Patreon out. I don't know, I might put this Patreon's from last week, so I'll put it out immediately, I'd say. But yeah, I'll have another Patreon episode on Friday, my guys. And at patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast. So check it out. And check out congas.com for tickets. We'll see you next week for more pedo chat. It's my holiday ruined. It's almost ruined that Five Guys I had. Talking so much about pedos. Anyway, cheers for joining us, folks, and we'll see you. See you on the other side, sure, will we? Absolutely. Up the rise. See you in a bit.